Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between, this is Tony's Political Ramblings. So today I'm breaking from my initial, my usual formula of sort of talking about topics more broadly, and I am going for something that is a little more news-based. It's more recent, more current events, we'll say. And that is the issue of, not the issue, but the ballot measure proposed and voted on in Kansas last night. And so, for those of you who are unaware, following the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health decision that said explicitly that there is no constitutional right to abortion, many states across the U.S. have enacted abortion bans. Meaning that, after 15 weeks, 6 weeks, 5 weeks at the moment of conception, whatever, abortions are not legal in their states. Now, Kansas is a bit of an odd case in this situation because there is currently a Democratic governor who is very much pro-choice in Kansas, despite the fact that overall Kansas is a very Republican-leaning state, the very much pro-life, quote-unquote, camp, those who are against abortions. There's a Democratic governor. A Democrat governor in Kansas, and in 2019, the Kansas Supreme Court ruled that a right to an abortion was enshrined in the Kansas state constitution. So while other states that don't have such measures in place, states like Texas, Louisiana, that have Republican-controlled legislatures, Republican governors, and Supreme Courts that have not stopped any sort of challenge like this at the state level, Kansas does. So there are a couple of roadblocks to getting an abortion ban in place in Kansas. And right now, abortion is still legal in the state of Kansas, which, again, might be surprising to some given how Republican Kansas is. So that's the context. So after the Dobbs decision came out it basically allowed the states to come up with something to do regarding, it let the states decide what they could do regarding abortion. The Kansas state legislature, which is controlled by Republicans, found themselves in a bit of a tricky spot because they had a governor that wasn't going to play ball with them, number one. And number two, the Supreme Court already said that abortion was in their state constitution. So what are they going to do? Their solution was to put forth what is known as a ballot measure. And these ballot measures are more common out west than they are on the East Coast here in the United States. You have states like Colorado, Utah, Oregon that use these ballot measures, which are essentially California as well. They will basically pick a certain topic, in this case it was abortion, and they will send it out and I'll put it on the ballot, and individuals can vote on whether they think that such a thing should stay the same, or such a thing should change, or should the state adopt this or that, that sort of deal. And the idea was for the Kansas state legislature to push forward this ballot measure. And what it was going to do was a vote yes on the ballot measure was going to result in the changing of the Kansas state constitution that would explicitly prevent or would explicitly outline that abortions are not protected in the constitution and there could be a ban or a limitation. I'm going to read the text just so we're all clear. This was on the ballot yesterday, and I quote, "Regulation of abortion. Because Kansans value both women and children, the Constitution of the state of Kansas does not require government funding of abortion and does not create or secure a right to abortion. To the extent permitted by the Constitution of the United States, the people, through their elected state representatives and state senators, may pass laws regarding abortion, including but not limited to laws that account for circumstances of pregnancy resulting from rape or incest, or circumstances of necessity to save the life of the mother. A vote yes would have inserted that into the Kansas state constitution, thus banning and restricting abortion access in Kansas. A vote no would keep the Kansas state constitution as it was, no changes, that section is not in the constitution. That's what the ballot measure was about yesterday. Now, why was it yesterday? Why wasn't it in November? Well, that was strategic as well. Kansas, they don't have open primaries in their elections, primary elections, which means that if you want to vote in the primary election to determine who's going to be on the ballot in the main general election in November, you have to be a registered voter of either the Republican or the Democratic Party. So only Democrats can vote for Democratic candidates, and only Republicans can vote in Republican candidates in the Republican primary. So what they tried to do, the Kansas state legislature tried to do with this, is they tried to put it during these primary elections to discourage independents from voting on this particular ballot measure, which they could. This is not a partisan issue. It was with the state constitution, so anyone could vote on this issue. However, the Republican-dominated legislature wanted Kansans, independent Kansans, to think that they could not vote on it. And it was also done in the middle of primary season, in the middle of the summer, when voter turnout is lower and tends to favor Republicans. So the idea of putting this ballot measure on the August 2nd primary in 2022 was a calculated move by the Republican-controlled state legislature to cash in on low voter turnout that benefits Republicans, and in an attempt to confuse independents as to whether they could even vote on the measure. Now, what came out of last night's election or ballot measure was quite shocking, at least from my opinion. I wasn't expecting as big of a margin on this as what actually came out. And the result of this was that 58.8%, this is from NBC, 58.8% of those who voted said no. They do not want to put that in their state constitution. They want to leave it as it is, where meaning that abortion is still legal in Kansas, which means abortion is still legal. Despite the fact that Kansas represents one of the deepest red Republican states in the union, 58% of those who showed up at the ballot yesterday said that they don't want an abortion ban in their state. And this has all sorts of crazy implications for abortion bans and abortion reproductive rights down the road. It's still to be seen what this means, because obviously other states, I believe Louisiana and maybe a couple of other, Tennessee, along with a couple of other Republican-dominated states, have already done the exact same thing and voted on a ballot amendment or ballot measure to change their state constitutions to explicitly ban abortion. But this one in Kansas was the first one following the Dobbs decisions, meaning that the sections in the other states were more symbolic. They did not really take effect because abortion was still protected by a federal right in the Constitution. So anything that the states did didn't really matter until now, since abortion is no longer a constitutional right according to the Supreme Court. So like I said, this is the first one, this is the first ballot measure, really, that people are calling it a bellwether, as to see what people actually feel about banning abortion. And again, the fact that a state like Kansas, a state that is in very intimately tied to the issue of anti-abortion movements. This goes all the way back to the summer of 1991 with the Summer of Mercy in Wichita that I've spoken about in past episodes of this podcast. The fact that Kansas, deep red Kansas, said no, we don't want to ban abortion, was very telling as to where the general public actually sits on this. This is, doesn't even take into account states like New York, states like California, states like Florida even, states like New Mexico, you know, that have very progressive, not Florida, obviously, but other states that I've listed that have more progressive opinions on reproductive rights and reproductive freedoms and bodily autonomy, you know, opinions on bodily autonomy. This move right here is very telling. As I mentioned, I believe it was my first episode that I did on this podcast, abortion was always historically used as a sort of political sleight of hand by Republican leaders. They were always pro-life, but they never actually tried to do anything to outlaw abortion because it was a way to constantly fuel the fire to get elected. It was a good way to show that they were strong Republicans, but not actually affect any change on that area. And from the perspective of the Trump administration and how he appointed three very conservative justices to the Supreme Court, and that led to this decision being taken up, it's generally not been seen as a poor political decision by the Republican Party. And I think that now more than ever, it's on the minds of individuals all over the United States. I think the action by Congress that we're seeing now that is pushing to codify abortion, for one, I don't know if that's going to get passed, but also interracial marriage, gay marriage, contraception. The fact that we're seeing Congress like actually work to pass bills that codify these rights say to me that they know that what the Supreme Court is doing is not popular. And abortion is one of those, you know, removing the constitutional right to abortion was one of those decisions that is not popular and is completely and utterly out of step with the general public, even in a state that is as red as Kansas.